Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Not just the Heat pre- and post-game shows and the Dolphins, but today we had a live stream with more than 1,000 viewers and listeners on the Hurricanes coaching change. You can still catch that on the YouTube channel. Also, go to fivereasonsports.com. That's where you get the latest from my co-host tonight, Brady Hawk, and others with no paywall. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes Biscayne Bay Brewing, the only independent brewery in South Florida. They're building a tap house right here in Miami, down the street from the arena. It's going to be open soon. Again, they're the official beer of Five Reasons Sports and the Miami Marlins. They've got the Pastime Pilsner, the Tropical Bay IPA, the Marlins Lager, the Miami Pale Ale, and more. Make sure you ask for it at your favorite local restaurants. They actually sell it at our partners, Quarterdeck, which is going to be the host of our next watch party on December 15th, the game against Philadelphia. So check out Biscayne Bay Brewing. Go to the website, find out where you can get it. Whole Foods, Publix, Winn-Dixie, and more here in South Florida. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne. Yay. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. I am still at the arena. Kind of gave up waiting on Kyle Lowry. Did hear from Eric Spoelstra and from Tyler Hero after the Miami Heat lose again, this time 105-90 at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, a Grizzlies team that's been playing really well without Ja Morant. But tonight, not much from anybody but Tyler Hero. Hero had 24 off the bench. Jimmy Butler had 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists before he finally left the game. He bruised his tailbone again early in the game, tried to play through it, even dunked, but was noticeably bothered by it. Went to the locker room and did not return. Kyle Lowry had 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists. Caleb Martin with 11 off the bench. Duncan Robinson with 10. Not much again from anybody else. Memphis Grizzlies led by Dylan Brooks and Desmond Bain, both with 21. Now tonight, my co-host is Brady Hawk. His appearance is here on Five on the Floor, brought to you by our friend Eric Rubenstein. Eric is an attorney. If you got a personal injury situation, he is the guy to reach out to. Medical malpractice, car accidents, any of that kind of stuff. Eric is your attorney. 954-829-ERIC, E-R-I-C. Again, that's 954-829-ERIC. He was actually at the arena tonight, sitting about 3 rows behind Mr. Harrison. So should I ask him if he was going to pay the luxury tax this year and more. But again, Eric is from South Florida, has a law degree from St. Thomas, and he can certainly help you with your situation. So 954-829-ERIC. All right, Brady, let's just get to it tonight. Eric Spoelstra said after the game, I have to do a better job of organizing us without Bam and Jimmy. Now, they did have Jimmy at the beginning of the game, but they still didn't look organized. What was wrong with the starting lineup tonight?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing when you talk about the things Spo did wrong, I think rotationally is the first way we should look. Tyler Hero was 7th in minutes coming out of the third quarter, which should probably never be the case, especially when we're talking about Jimmy going down early in the third. That should just never be the case. The other guy, Max Strus, didn't play. He played 3 minutes up until garbage time. It just seemed like there was like some off things. I think the thing with Spo is obviously he's leaning defense, like Gabe and Caleb. They're going to go to that defensive structure with the zone. But it feels like in games like this, you're not going to win it with some two-way guys that are good at playing defense. And obviously they played well, but it seems like you have to try and match them offensively. And I feel like when you put Tyler out there for longer stretches, obviously that's going to happen. I feel like Max can give you a boost in that area. But as much as we look at the depth of this team and look at Gabe and Caleb, like they are giving you more than enough that you need. It basically is on the top guys. Jimmy, as you mentioned, going back to the locker room, like he, even before the fall, which was the worst case scenario, he did not look right. Even almost like even before that point, he was not running right. He was kind of just like I said, running in a weird position. And then obviously the fall, the worst possible case scenario, as Spoelstra said after the game, falling on that spot. It got worse and worse from that point. It just feels like they're going to need extra production. Kyle Lowry tonight, 40 minutes. It's just kind of crazy. You mentioned the stat line. Like, it feels like you need more in a lot of ways. Like, 40 minutes is a long time to be out there and not really pick your spots. 9 shot attempts in those 40 minutes. Jimmy Butler played pretty much half of those minutes, half of that, and had 13 field goal attempts. Like, obviously it wasn't great, but at least he's getting them up. That just really can't be the case. Dedmon giving you decently enough, but you can tell that, you know, the role he's supposed to be in, like, he's filling you nicely, but he can only do so much on this team. Like, we can look in so many different areas, but as Spoelstra, you know, says after the games, I think it's quite the opposite. Like, they just didn't have enough tonight.
You know, you make a good point there about Dedmon, and that's what I was going to get to next. And I think this is what's frustrating for Heat fans right now. You have some teams that have played Miami without their stars lately. No Giannis for Milwaukee, no Ja Morant for the Grizzlies. But their role players seem like they're capable of more. Like, when they've given them more minutes, they've performed. Memphis is blowing people out lately. I mean, this wasn't even the worst of it in terms of opponents against the Grizzlies. But, I mean, they're role guys. I mean, Desmond Bane's a very good player who maybe the Heat should have looked at more seriously in the draft, because I liked him before the draft. I know Greg did. Others did. Dylan Brooks has given the Heat problems before. And, look, he was 8 of 21 tonight, so he wasn't particularly efficient. But their role guys played really well tonight. You know, Xavier Tillman off the bench played well. Melton played reasonably well, particularly defensively. I mean, they got enough from enough different people. It seems like when you start to stretch out the Heat players, you start to see the flaws. You know, Dedmon playing, you know, this many minutes, 21 minutes tonight, but he was a minus 22. I thought they struggled in his minutes tonight. You know, mentioned Vincent and Martin. You know, Martin played 31 minutes tonight. I mean, that's, you know, he's a two-way. I love what he's done for them, but it's a lot, okay? Gabe Vincent was 1 of 5 tonight. And, you know, look, they didn't shoot the three at all tonight, actually. He was 0-4. They were only 6 of 22, which looked like a 1997 stat line, not like a 2021 stat line. And Strus hardly played. I mean, he got in at the very end for the last few minutes, which I know you and I are going to talk about, because that's a weird one. And then Yurtsevin ended up playing 16 minutes because they essentially gave up on the PJ Tucker trying to guard Steven Adams thing, because that wasn't working either. But it just seems like, and this is going to be a huge problem now until Bam gets back, or until, again, Jimmy is fully healthy. I don't anticipate Jimmy's going to play Wednesday. He may not play Saturday. And I think he's going to give it more time now. I think he's going to have to. We've talked about Markieff Morris potentially being ready for Wednesday. We didn't report he will be. We said the Heat were hopeful for it, and we got some video of him on the court tonight. He looks pretty good. He's moving pretty good. I would anticipate maybe he plays, if not Wednesday, he plays Saturday against the Bulls. But the thing is, they're going to need role players to do more than they're capable of. And I've come out of the last couple games thinking it's probably not going to happen. There was the blip in Indiana, but otherwise, like, who do you expect to play much better in extended minutes than they did tonight?
Yeah. And I think the interesting thing is when you look at these past games, as you mentioned, role players, like, defenses are forcing the role players to do more. Like, you don't want to do, like, I look at tonight, Steven Adams guarding PJ Tucker. It was basically Steven Adams just freelancing and guarding Hero or Jimmy, whoever decided to drive on that play. PJ's been great for this team. Like, he's done more than enough that he's given you the one hand floater that seems like it goes in 100% of the time, but the volume of it does not seem to bother opposing defenses and guys like Steven Adams that he can just roam in that way. We look at the other night when they just left Caleb Martin open for probably 4 straight possessions and he was kept taking the bait and shooting the three and it put them in a hole. Like, this is happening over and over, that there's good things that they do, but it's obviously defenses seem to be scheming against it, that they're going to rather this guy take it over a guy like Tyler Hero. So it's going to be interesting how they go about it. I just feel like the trust levels, as much as they say that they trust certain guys, it shows that they don't fully trust Omer at this stage. We know that they don't trust KZ. Haslam's not getting any in anytime soon. And then obviously now you have 4 guys off the bench that are essentially guards and you have to pick 3 of them. And as you said before, we're going to talk about in a second, but Max Strus is the guy that squeezed out oddly. So it's like the decisions here are a little bit interesting. It just feels like the role players are relied on a lot, but defenses are basically pushing them in awkward positions. And it's kind of like, unless Lowry, I think with the guys like Lowry and Duncan, once again, unless they do more, it's just going to put those guys in a very awkward position.
So let's get to the Strus thing. Why do you think he's not playing? I mean, somebody had to sacrifice minutes with Jimmy coming back, but I didn't necessarily think it was going to be him. Is it just about defense? Because I don't know. I mean, they needed shot making tonight too, or they needed long range shooting.
Yeah, it really didn't make sense. I think the only valid point is they just want to go defensively. And looking at last game, Max Strus was the one guy out of anybody that really stuck out. Like, he had the big run at the end of the game that played really well. It doesn't make sense from that point. As you mentioned, they didn't shoot many threes. The offense was just awful all night long. And as I said before, like, these type of games, if you're without Jimmy and Bam, as much as you have these guys at the bottom of your roster that are good at playing defense and they have a zone defense that plays well and they fit right into it, like, I think they fit better into a shootout almost than this type of play style. Like, this team with a bunch of role players is not going to win a game where they have 70 points midway through the fourth. Like, that's just not going to happen. That, at least if you have Max out there, maybe he can shoot you out of a game in a close one early in the fourth. You know, Tyler's capable of doing it. It just seems like this is not the play style, especially this Memphis team that we're talking about, that you mentioned the contributions that we're getting. We said before this game, this is a deep team. This wasn't the worst night to go 10, I think. But as we know, I don't think we're going to see Spoelstra go 10 at any point in this regular season. Like, it's going to be 9 no matter what. But it was just an interesting 9, I feel like. Like, it just feels like Max Strus maybe cutting some Lowry minutes down. Like, we're in a game in December where Lowry's getting 40 minutes and you still lost by a very decent margin. Like, that's just not a great game to use up a 40 minute for Lowry. That, you know, mix in some Max Strus minutes, it's not going to hurt you.
All right, we're going to talk more about where they go from here, because I know the frustration off of the game tonight seemed like the only time the crowd got excited was when Tua was introduced hanging out with Bernie. And we'll get into Milwaukee and Chicago. But I mean, this is a team that looks like they're sort of careening for 500 right now. So how do they get back up from it? We do want to tell you, though, if you want to make yourself feel better, go to therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. That's where you get 25% off. Using that code 5RSN for the best CBD, whether you want the tincture, whether you want the sports cream, the gummies, or anything else there on the website, you will get 25% off all of it. It helps with recovery. It helps with sleep. It might even help you get over tonight. So go to therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. That's our 25% off. That's the best deal that they offer. And again, it's great stuff. We've got a bunch of people who are renewing it consistently. So go to therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. Let's get to where they go from here. They're playing a Milwaukee team in two nights at home that just blew them out without Giannis. I would anticipate that Giannis will be back by Wednesday, which isn't going to make things much easier, which also creates this problem now. If you don't have Jimmy still, which I don't think they're going to have him, that you put Tucker on Giannis, you really have nobody to guard Middleton. You probably have to put Hero back in the starting lineup, which I guess means Strus gets the minutes. It doesn't feel like this is going to end anytime soon. Like, I suppose you're talking tonight about, you know, I have to do a better job getting us organized and all the rest of this. Like, I can usually tell when Eric feels he has an answer. I don't feel like he has an answer right now. And I almost think that the Jimmy kind of in or out thing is hurting right now. Like, when you know you don't have him and you have to play without him for an extended period of time, you might be able to create something, but you already don't have Bam and you don't know if Jimmy's in there or not. It kind of confuses Tyler's role a lot too. Like, how does Eric simplify this thing to keep them competitive?
Yeah, I think for one, the honest thing, he most likely will be playing. I think he played tonight and he had a big game. So that's going to be an interesting matchup for them. I think starting lineup wise, I wouldn't be surprised if they go Caleb over Tyler. Like, I feel like they, matchup wise, you can at least throw Caleb on a guy like Middleton and feel comfortable with it defensively if you don't have Jimmy. And then you can go Tyler Strus off the bench. But it is going to be interesting the way they go about things. It just feels like in these games, and I think this is what we're going to say moving forward, and I know this is looking back a little bit, but this team, I don't want to have the starting lineup hero debate because I don't think that's going to change anything. But it just feels like this team tries to buy time for him to come in too much. Like, there's not many teams that wait and say, we have to buy time for our sixth man to come in and save us.
Well, they were down 20-6 tonight, Brady. That's the thing. Like, they were down 20-6. Their energy changed when he came in, particularly when he started playing minutes with Jimmy. And so I do think they've got to rethink this, like, without Bam. Like, I have been against the idea of Hero starting, and I've been in favor of him coming off the bench. But you're right. I mean, they're falling behind by so much, and they've got so many non-factors offensively in the starting lineup. If you're starting Deadman and Tucker, you can't play through either of them. Robinson, you just don't like the thing with Duncan tonight. Okay, so Duncan ends up with a stat line, and I know our guy Sean Rochester is going to point to this, and he was 4 of 8 and 2 of 5 from three. Okay, so over the last three games, he's shooting 47% from three. He also had an awful turnover early in the game. He blew a layup. I mean, totally skunked a layup, which the whole crowd totally got down on him and got down on the whole game. Like from that moment. I mean, he's not, and defensively, he wasn't great either. And Duncan, in his 22 minutes, like you're wondering, okay, when are the starters going to come back in? Well, he was a minus 22 in his 22 minutes, and he didn't even play during one of the worst stretches once the game was already sort of out of reach. So, I mean, you're really talking about three guys in the starting lineup that you can't count on offensively in any way. And then Lowry, it's kind of like when he feels like it. So, I mean... Yeah. So to play either Butler or Hero, it doesn't seem to me to play. I feel like you need them on the court together as much as possible, don't you?
Yeah, and you mentioned the 20-6 out the gate stat line. I think it was funny because Tyler was just talking about playing from behind. He was asked about playing from behind. Like, him playing from behind isn't his fault. Like, right. He's put in and the team is trailing by 14 every time and he tries to will them back into it. Like, it just feels like in these type of games, when you're playing a team like Milwaukee or you know, a young Memphis team, you cannot go down 14 early and then have Tyler save you. And I think that gets back to the point, like, do they have enough? You're making me rethink my Caleb Martin insertion against Milwaukee, because if you have Caleb, PJ, and Dedmon against a team like Milwaukee, I don't know if you can go that route. But you're just, I think we're going to say this. I was saying this last week, and I feel like it's going to go through the end of December. We're going to say this before every game. It's going to come down to the production of Kyle and Duncan. Like, if you don't have Jimmy, you have to have Kyle and Duncan at least buy you time for Tyler to save you in a lot of ways. If they don't, you know, you mentioned the stat line. They both stat line wise, the end of the game played well, but minutes wise, when it mattered, look, three guys, I think it was Dedmon, PJ, and Duncan didn't even play most of the fourth, or I think any in the fourth. Right. And I feel like that's happened more times than not this entire season, where you see them ride out Caleb and Gabe down the stretch. And it's not terrible because sometimes they win them, they're hot. But it's just an odd thing to go about when you have three guys like that, when you have your two already starters out of the lineup and then your other three starters are sitting out of fourth quarter. It's just a weird dynamic. But I just feel like Tyler, we're going to probably get closer and closer to that starting lineup thing, because I feel like he's going to start more games as we move forward, because with Jimmy out, who knows how long he'll be out. All the six man of the year bets, I feel like, are going to be off the table.
I think the thing that is most frustrating to Heat fans, and I'm not saying they won't get it together, they got to get guys healthy, they got to find a rhythm. I mean, they still have not had a home practice the entire season, and I thought they would have one tomorrow, and Spoelstra said they're just going to do film. I don't know if that's just because they don't want it to be open to the media, but then they'll get a day off on Thursday, and then Friday, I think they have a team event on Thursday, and then Friday, I think they will finally have their first official home practice. I mean, we're almost at Christmas, and we're talking about this. So I do think that they will start to get a rhythm and get things together. But right now, I think the frustrating thing is there are certain guys, like I said, whether it's Dedmon or Martin or Strus or Vincent, that you don't want to have to expect more from, because the more that you extend their minutes, some of the flaws start to show, or whether it's Omer, et cetera. But I think that the biggest concern is two guys that you're paying a lot of money to in Lowry and Robinson are proving to be only complementary players, only. Okay. And I know maybe you thought that was the case with Robinson this year, but you did hope that Duncan would continue his 3-point shooting and then develop more from the mid range and other elements of his game, stuff that you've talked about where he would be, could be more than a complimentary player some nights. And he was two games ago, but that's the only game the whole year. And Lowry, I mean, he only looks like a frontline player for like a quarter at a time. And so if you can't extend those two and get more production, well, you already know you're stretching four or five guys too much. This is going to be ugly for a little while. It just is. I mean, and I get what Greg was saying tonight on Twitter, that this team is built to play with Jimmy and Bam. And they are. We talked about this offseason. But part of the purpose of Kyle Lowry was to relieve some of that burden some nights. Where the hell would they be without Tyler Hero? I mean, because I mean, it was just, we were sitting there at press row like, okay, when are they putting Tyler in? Like, he's the only one that can save them. That's not the position that you wanted to be in at this stage. Anyway, thanks to Brady. Thanks to our sponsors, Eric Rubenstein, therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN. Also manscaped.com. You can use that same code 5RSN for 20% off. And all of our other sponsors, we appreciate you. Biscayne Bay Brew, Maybe have a few of those tonight, but not on the ride back from the game. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.